In the world, you have the visible universe. You have the trees, you have the sky, you have the fields, you have the fruit, you have the houses, you have the earth. You have everything you can touch, you can see, you can hear. But you have also the invisible universe. And the invisible universe is actually much wider, much richer, much more immense than the visible universe. And the angels are part of the invisible universe. But there is a difference between invisible and unreal. You can be invisible and still very real, but very real. More real than the trees and the earth and that grass in your garden. The angels are part of this invisible world, but they're absolutely real. They're absolutely real. And to ignore them is a big mistake. So we will not, of course, ignore them, but we'll try to discover together who they are, what are they doing, why are they by our side, where they're supposed to lead us, and what is their role, their mission, how they have been created, and what their particularities are, and so on. To start with, I'd love to tell you a story just to hook you with them in a very practical and real way. So it's a story that happened to some very good friend of mine that I have in Medjugorje. And this little group of people were actually in vacation in Munich, Germany. They had to go back by car to Medjugorje. Now, one of them felt a very strong urge to go and see a priest in Italy, and that priest lived in Verona. Now, from a practical point of view, that was very silly to do, because this detour would add 5 long hours to the drive, and besides, this priest was very ill. He was confined to bed, and he had stopped receiving visits for some months, and moreover, he lived in a little apartment adjoining to the Dome of Verona. Everybody knows the Dome of Verona. And there was a private entrance gate and then a second entrance door, usually locked. And since they were traveling on a Sunday, they knew that on Sundays there would be no one there to open doors. So 3 obstacles were to be crossed. There were 3 walls to get through, literally. But still, because that priest was exceptional, not only holy, but exceptional and very gifted, they wanted to go see him, at least to try. Because just meeting his gaze imparted God in the most extraordinary way. So their desire for a blessing from him was very strong, stronger than the obstacle they could see. So they went for it. But while on the road, they decided to try to call him on the phone. But all they got was an answering machine, of course. And the answering machine said, "Father Bozio does not receive visitors, but he will answer the phone between 4 and 5 p.m. So this small gap was impossible for them, considering the schedule of their whole journey. So again, from a human point of view, their cause was doomed before it started. Then you know what they did? This little group of friends, they decided to put their guardian angels to work. First of all, they asked them to go to Father Bozio. They sent them to him and ask him if that could come. And they asked the guardian angel to bring his answer back to them. So after praying a few minutes, you know, trying to catch the answer of the angels, a great joy filled their heart. So they continued to drive towards Verona. They were comforted. Then every half an hour, they would pray to their guardian angels and send them again to Father Bozio to make sure he was warned that they were coming and, well, to make sure they could get in. So when they arrived in Verona, next to the dome, the first gate was wide open. Strange. So they went in, they parked the car, and they found out that the entrance door of the apartment building was also wide open. Uh-huh. That kind of feel good, no? So they started up the stairs leading to Father Bozio's floor, and guess what did they see? Father Bozio himself! Here he was standing on the last step of the staircase, waiting for them. And they heard his voice. "Ah, here you are, you who have sent me your guardian angels every half an hour. Come in, I want to give you a blessing." That was the welcome, you know. So this is only one story among so many which happened with the guardian angels.